What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard What I've Been Looking For from the hit Disney Channel musical movie, High School Musical. That will lead us into the theme of the show for today, which, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. It's a two-day week. You know, we're halfway done with the week, technically. You know, we had Monday today, and tomorrow's Tuesday is about to start at the end of the show. So I thought we'd have some fun and do a little bit of throwbacks, not too far back, and do some Disney Channel musical movie music. It's a lot of M's. Movie, musical, music. I don't know why I can't say that, but doesn't really matter. High School Musical is the OG. It's not the OG, but in my eyes, it's the OG Disney Channel original movie. Zac Efron, when he had that little, with the Bieber hair. I don't even know if that was, that was around the time of Justin Bieber. You know, Vanessa Hudgens. Good time. That song is probably one of my favorites from High School Musical, specifically when Ryan and Sharpay do it, because they're so silly goofy, and also they play it like they're romantic leads or something, and they're siblings, so that's kind of silly, kind of goofy. But they made three films, and then they made a spinoff show, which just finished, and I hate to say it, but I was a fan of High School Musical, the musical, the series. When it first came out on Disney Plus, I never watched it. I thought it was a joke. And then I heard it was kind of like a Disney Channel version of Glee. So I thought, what the heck? I'll give it a try. And when I tell you, the acting was terrible. It was so bad. But I had so much fun just laying it on, just hating on it so much. It was so enjoyable. It was such a good show to hate on. And season one went by, and season two went by, and they were all just, they're bad. And season three was, it was pretty bad. But then the last season, I was like, oh my God, this might actually be, no, it was still not great. It was not a great show by any means. I mean, it was good by Disney Channel, you know, means, because, you know, Disney Channel, they'll some of their stuff, you know, it's aimed to kids. It's harmless fun, and I'm not going to get in the way of that by saying, oh my goodness, it doesn't hold up, because it you gotta just sometimes just like enjoy it, and that's okay. It's okay to enjoy Disney Channel movies. Now, Disney Channel movies, in my opinion, have a really wide variety of subject matter, from, for example, a sporty dude who secretly sings and wants to join the musical, to something that's very, very Disney, like the children of villains trying to, you know, appear normal to all the good people, but some of them are secretly having plans. I haven't seen Descendants in a long time. All I'm remembering is Dove Cameron. You know, she does the spooky spook because she's Maleficent's daughter, and that's pretty silly. But Did I Mention is my favorite song from Descendants? I'm nodding right now. It is. It's a good song. It's a real good song. So here from Descendants is Did I Mention?
Did I mention that I'm in love with you? And did I mention there's nothing I can do? And did I happen to say I dream of you every day? But let me shout it out loud. That's okay. Hey. That's okay. You got me down on my knees, because my love for you is ridiculous. I never knew that it could be like
did I mention that I'm in love with you? And did I mention there's nothing I can do? And did I happen to say I dream of you every day? But let me shout it out loud, if that's okay. Yeah, if that's okay. Because my love for you is ridiculous. I never knew that it could be like this. My love for you is ridiculous. My love is R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S.
It's
ridiculous.
Just
ridiculous.
And I would give my kingdom for just one kiss. Come on now.
Maybe This Time from High School Musical, the series, the most recent final season. That was Joshua Bassett and Sophia Wiley, the two leads that were forced to be leads because the initial lead of the show got big after the first season and left because that's her prerogative. And who am I talking about? Maybe a little artist. You might have heard of her. She just released, I don't even know how long ago. How long ago was it? Her second studio album. It's Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I forget that, you know, after Bizarre Vark, before making it big, she was in the first season of High School Musical, the series, as the main character, Nene. who they had to write off because she got too big and was doing her Sour tour, which was the tour for her first studio album, while they were filming season... No, she was recording her album while they were filming season two, so she did a cameo, and then she was on tour while they were filming season three, so that stage was just... It was done. Like, she was out. And then I'm trying to remember. No, she didn't show up in season four. Yeah. But, arguably the best character in the show, probably because she's the one who could sing the most. And I'm not sure if she did. I think I remember hearing that a lot of the music that her character sang in the show was written by Olivia Rodrigo herself. She wrote it for her character, which is super fun and super cool. And one of those songs, that's probably one of the best songs from the whole show. Way better than the one that I just played. But the one that I just played is kind of catchy. That's why I played it. Here we have the amazing, wonderful season one ballad, All I Want, by Olivia Rodrigo.
I found a guy who told me I was a star. He held the door, held my hand in the dark. And he's perfect on paper, but he's lying to my face. Does he think that I'm the kind of girl who needs to be saved? And there's one more boy, he's from my past. We fell in love. I figure it out, it pushes me away. And I won't fight for love if you won't meet me halfway. And I say that I'm through, but this song's still for you. All I want is love that lasts. Is all I want too much to ask? Is it something? Myself at the end of the day, but shouldn't that be enough for me? Ooh. And I miss the days when I was young and naive. I thought the perfect guy would come and find me. Now happy ever after, it don't come so easily. All I want is love that lasts. Is all I want too much to ask? Is it something wrong with me? Oh, all I want is a good guy. Are my expectations far too high? Try my best, but what can I say? All I have is myself at the end of the day. And all I want is for that to be okay.
Trying to get in my head. recognize your face. Out on my own, it's such a scary place. Ooh, the answers are all inside of me. All I gotta do is believe. I'm not gonna stop, not gonna stop till I get my shot. That's who I am, that is my plan. We'll end up on top.
Bet on it. Bet on it. Oh, I love that song. It's such a good song. That was Bet on It from High School Musical 2. Duh. Dos. High School Musical 2. In my opinion, the best one after the first one. Yeah, my enjoyment of the High School Musical franchise goes, the first one is the best. The second one is the second best. The third one is the third best, and the show is the worst. No, that's okay. But I think the biggest thing for me when I think of this song is I think of the vine that uses this song in it, the end of the song, of the kid at in his pool, or he's not in the pool, he's out the pool. It's like a home pool, and he's kneeled over, his goggles on his head, and he's kneeled over with his hand about to smack the water. And then the second Troy goes, I'm not gonna stop, he smacks it, and he gets up and he starts shimmying away from the pool. And then it just does a quick cut. And I don't know, I just, whenever I hear that song, I always think of the not gonna stop till I get my shot, and he hits it, and it's funny. And I always laugh when I see that come up in a Vine compilation that I watch sometimes when I'm stressed or sad, because they make me feel better. But we're not going to get into that. The High School Musical franchise, just in general, I think is so fascinating, because it was this idea and concept that was so thrown together initially. If you don't know about High School Musical, the original movie, they were, I think their script was approved, but they were given a very limited timeline. So they cast and went to Colorado. I should know, because they say it in the show. Because the show High School Musical, the musical series, takes place at the school where the movie was filmed. That's like the whole thing of the movie. But I think they had, when the original movie was being filmed, they had a week to film the whole thing, and it was super hot because it was the height of the summer in Colorado, and they did it, and it was a good product. They made a good fun movie that I enjoy. I don't know if I've mentioned on the show before, I probably have, but in high school I was a high school theater critic, so I'd go to other schools in the area and I'd get in to watch their shows, and then I would write reviews about them. And I remember one year I saw so many schools doing High School Musical, and I signed up for all of them. I went from one school to another school to another school to another school, and just watched High School Musical, the musical, so many times. I love the music. I love that music. I could listen to that music forever. But it was just so cool to see all these different people putting on that show in different ways. And I enjoyed it. And that was fun to watch. In terms of other, I don't know, Disney Channel original movies, almost like that's the theme of the show. Crazy. I don't really know how to transition in, so I'm just going to start talking about the next movie. It's Lemonade Mouth, the story of the rejects coming together to create a band that's so cool and edgy and different and special, but they have to learn to work together. Yay. Bridget Medler is in it. Fun fact, Bridget Medler graduated from MIT and has a bunch of really cool degrees. So she's really smart. Yay, smart women. We support smart women. My girlfriend has recently been on a kick where she's been watching, what is it, 4 seasons of Good Luck Charlie on repeat over and over and over and over again. So I've heard a lot of Bridget Medler's voice when I'm around my girlfriend. She's transitioned, though. She's not watching it anymore. So a little bit of relief. Sorry, didn't mean to call you out. I love you. But yeah, Lemonade Mouth. And, you know, Lemonade Mouth, if you've seen the movie, they have their signature song that they perform. I think it's at the school dance. That's another movie I haven't seen in a while. But I think it's at the school dance, and they whip it out, and, you know, they do some crowd work, and it goes crazy, and everyone's, like, cheering and chanting and having a good time. But, yeah, from Lemonade Mouth, here is Determinate. The ultimate bop.
Trying hard to fight these tears. I'm crazy worried. Messing with my head, this fear. I'm so sorry. You know you gotta get it out. I can't take it. That's what being friends about.
Go ahead and try to name a band. We ain't better than. Reason why the whole world's picking us instead of them. People need a breather cause they feeling that adrenaline. Stop! Now hurry up and let us in. Knock! Cause we coming to your house and people keep on smiling like a lemon to their mouth. I'm the real deal. You know how I feel. Why they in it for the meal? We just in it for a thrill. Get down now. I ain't play around. Put your feet up on the ground and just make that sound like.
Come on and get it going.
You know who has the beat? The Go-Go's. Not you, Debbie Ryan. I'm just kidding. That was Debbie Ryan, the OG smirking girl, singing a cover of We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's in her Disney Channel original movie, Radio Rebel. Now, if you don't remember Radio Rebel, I suggest you watch Danny Gonzalez's video on Radio Rebel. I watch it when I'm sad. No, I don't. I'm kidding. I don't get sad that often, I promise. But, nah, it's a weird Disney Channel movie. I can't really explain it too well because I haven't seen it. I've just seen the clips and the Danny Gonzalez video. But I'm pretty sure it's about a girl who is socially awkward and doesn't talk to people. But then in her free time, she has her own radio show that she does from her house. So is it a podcast? Don't really know. But basically she has a huge fan base and everyone at the school loves Radio Rebel. But they don't know that it's her, you know, and she's hiding it. And yeah, I think that's like the whole thing is that she's hiding it. But she's really Radio Rebel. Shh, don't tell anybody. But yeah, it's also Debbie Ryan. So what can you say? I needed to put Debbie Ryan in there at least once. It's a Disney Channel original movie episode. And you know, I'm not playing any music from Jesse because that's a show, not a movie. So there's your fill of Debbie Ryan for the evening. No transition. Now we're going to do our public service announcement. You know what time of the show it is now. We're going to keep it super light, super, you know, just like keep it easy, keep it nice. Don't drink and drive. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People can die that way. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Please don't drink and drive. That is not safe. That is not good. You can hurt yourself and others. I remember in the past couple of months seeing some videos, especially there's this one video that went very viral of this girl in a hospital room, and she wakes up and she's surrounded by cops and she doesn't know why. And she's like, why won't you let me go? And they're like, you were in a car accident. You were extremely drunk and you plowed through a family of 4 and killed all of them. And she doesn't get it through her head. And she's like, just let me go. Just let me go. And they're like, no, you've committed manslaughter and you're going to prison. And that's really scary and sad. So please be safe. Please. Now, let's push all that aside. Just a PSA. The PSA moment has passed. And now, let's get back to some fun, easy, chill. I was about to say High School Musical. Not High School Musical. Disney Channel original movie music. And one Disney Channel original movie that I hadn't seen until recently because my girlfriend showed it to me. I remember I'd seen a lot of stuff about it, you know. Excuse me. There's sound bites from the movie that are incredibly popular. People listen to them a lot. So I've heard those before. Those were familiar to me. I know who Ross Lynch is. That was familiar to me. But when I finally watched it, I really liked it. It was good. I need to watch it again because I have only seen first one once, and I think I've seen half of the second one, so I need to watch it again. But by far you can hear how thick that F is, but by far the best song in that movie, and it might be one of the best Disney Channel songs ever. Controversial opinion. I don't think so. Actually, it might be. I don't know but It's such a good song. You probably know which song I'm talking about. It's Like Me from Disney. I'm not even going to say it. Just enjoy it.
A girl you like, you should. likes it when you're in control. Let it breathe, chill out and go with the flow. Make all the plans, don't be impolite. I know what girls, yeah, I know what girls like.
No competition, and that's why in the number one position.
That crew can't hang with us, man, we're too dangerous.
Ain't got the style or the stamina, just doing our thing, get hooked on our swing.
Rocking the place, dropping the bass, making all the girls sing.
Yeah, we make the bell ring.
I love that song so much. That was It's On from Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam. Now, for a comparison, of my Disney Channel original movie favorites, if the High School Musical franchise is number one, the Camp Rock franchise is number one also. They are tied in my brain. I love them both so much. Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam is such a special movie to me because it's so crazy when you think about what was going on behind the scenes that it makes the movie so much more enjoyable. Because whenever you see Demi Lovato smile, you know that she was heavily addicted to drugs at the time and she was probably going through it. I'm glad she's off of that and she's better now. Also the Jonas Brothers, you know, Nick, that's almost like my name, Joe, like DNCE, and Kevin, the one that people always forget about. Yeah, the Jonas Brothers, they're great. They made Joe the main Jonas, and they kicked Nick and Kevin kind of to the side. I mean, Nick had a bit of a role in the second film, not really a lot in that first movie. He's more just there to be a little bit of Joe's conscience when he's like, I'm a pop star. I want to do my pop star things. Why am I stuck here teaching campers how to sing, you know? But that's the first movie. The second movie is, you know, quite literally a battle of the band camps, except instead of band camp, it's pop star camp. Yay, pop star camp fight. But seriously, it's a good movie. I enjoy it. I'm glad that Nick Jonas has a lot in that movie. And, you know, if we have time, maybe I will play another song from The Final Jam. But I'm glad he has his own storyline. You know, he has a love interest and he's given a lot more screen time in the second one. Between the two, if you had to ask, I like the second one more than the first one. But that doesn't mean I don't like the first one. So like I did with the High School Musical movies, Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam is number one, and number two is Camp Rock, and those are the only movies, so you know, that's my rating for those two. But you know, that number two position isn't bad, it's still very good, and one of the best songs from that original movie is the Demi Lovato Power Ballad. Power ballad. And I think you already know what it is, so I don't even think I have to preface it with anything. I'm just gonna let it speak for itself, because you hear that little strum and you already know what it is, so enjoy.
I've always been the kind of girl that hid afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream right inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know. To let you know. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let dream about a life where you're the shining star. Even though it seems like it's too far away, I have to believe in myself. It's the only way. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine.
What about us?
That was Gotta Go My Own Way from High School Musical 2. What a good song. It's such a good, like, you know, partner ballad. I could have added so... this entire show could have just been High School Musical music, honestly. And it would have been so good. But, you know, I gotta share the love. I gotta make it enjoyable for everybody. So, I added all these other great Disney Channel original movies. Now I got a couple more for you. The next one is one more from the hit amazing High School Musical, the series. This is from season one. This is sung by Matt Cornett, who plays EJ, or I'm going to spoil it, but I hope you really don't care. Elton John. Yeah, his EJ stands for Elton John. Oh, God. But here's his little silly, goofy apology song called A Billion Sorries. So enjoy.
Before you go and make that face you make when you're mad at me, so mad at me. Let me say it's not my place going through your voicemail and your history. And if this were a TV show, you know I'd have to go and plead insanity. Cause the lying and spying and prying isn't really my personality. I'm an idiot for taking your phone. Hey. This is my fault, my bad. If I said a million sorries, how about a billion sorries? You shine just like the stars, and I'm not even a nightlight. Cause what I did wasn't so bright. I'm really girl, girl, you know I was scared that this would end. That's why I checked your DMs. This has been so hard for me keeping the secret from you and our friends. Ugh. But given the chance, I would definitely do it again. No, wait, that's not right. I mean that I wouldn't do it again. No, this is my fault, my bad. If I said a million sorries, how about a billion sorries? Again, once upon a time, I'm sorry. Hey. Nothing else to rhyme with sorry. I'm really sorry. Hey. Not so great at saying sorry. Hope you know I'm really sorry.
The same Disney that wrote all of the amazing music that you listened to tonight wrote that abomination of a song. If you like that song, congratulations, you like bad music. Seriously though, I'm really glad that whoever was in charge of writing the music for that show learned from the god-awful piece of music that you just heard and made consistently good music for the rest of the show's run. Because seriously, it just play good music. It's not that hard. You know what's good music? The original High School Musical that this show is based off of. And you know what the best song from that original movie is. You already know it. I'm not going to say it. I know I've said that a couple times. But some of these songs are so iconic that I don't even have to say anything. Because you already hear this and you already know what's going on. Let's go.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
Know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts.
But your faith, it gives me strength.
That's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday and a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for entertaining me with some fun, lax Disney Channel music. And seriously, have a great week off. We'll see you back here next week. And yeah, enjoy.